ESPN 97.5.
All right, then.
KFNC.
Are you ready for this?
Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gao Media station.
Let's do this.
Go, 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 Shawty.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, two in the books, one to go. Plenty more of the big show.
Oh, you had better energy.
You like that?
Yeah.
That's pretty good, wasn't it?
No.
You're trying to be like Joel.
I thought it was pretty good. You know, it's funny because you get used to it, and then you kind of miss it when you don't hear it.
I miss my voice. I miss it.
No, I like. I kind of like the two in the books. One to go. 90 in the rear view, 90 in the windshield. I get used to those now, and I'm like, it's not the same show without.
I know
those.
What I want you to say.
What? That I like
either
it.
Going to or coming back. I need you to use the big show.
Yeah. Well, I did. I said plenty more of the big show.
All right.
Yeah. But I'll hammer it home this hour.
Yeah.
Because he's probably driving.
Hammer
to the
that
studio.
Home to Hoffman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You hear that, AJ? Big show right here.
Tracy Crowley says I should breathe
Suck
on his
it.
Microphone so that he gets laryngitis.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you should. Just because. Yep. Just because of who he is. Somebody sent in a picture of a kickball player.
You can kiss my ass.
I don't think you look like a kickball
Thank
player.
You. Yeah.
Not at all. Kyle has really been on me because I said Matt Harvey was garbage going into the season. And I still thought that DeGrom would like win the Cy Young, but I said Harvey was garbage and be careful. And he was like, no, you're wrong. And he had a really good start, like game one. He's been sent to the bullpen. He just gave up five more runs. He's their Joe Smith right now,
yeah,
basically.
So he's caused people to drink.
So Kyle was like, damn, Barry wasn't wrong. This dude is a dumpster fire. You could see it coming though, man, if you paid attention, Kyle. You could definitely see it coming. All right, let's get back on topic here. Before we went to the break, I teased the fact that Charles Barkley addressed the situation. If you don't know what happened, if you've been living under a rock, during the Golden State Warriors game, Barkley came on and said that Draymond Green, he wished somebody would punch him in the face. And then he basically said, I want to punch him in the face. So some reporters kind of went and, guess what Barkley said about you, tattling to Draymond Green in the post-game press conference, to which Draymond said, well, he sees me all the time. If he wants to punch me in the face, tell him to come up and punch me in the face. Otherwise, he's just a keyboard warrior and stop talking on TV and do something. So we all could not wait for the broadcast. I think that's safe to say that we all wanted to see what Barkley's rebuttal was going to be. And I don't know about you guys, but I was kind of disappointed when the Chuckster backed down and he kind of apologized and it sounded like this.
Come on, man. No, let me say this. I apologize to Draymond Green and his mom. Listen.
Why his mom?
Well, because she tweeted.
She
oh, okay.
Was tweeting.
I didn't. Yeah. You know, you're one of those idiots who tweet, so I don't pay attention.
Listen, I didn't know. Okay. I didn't know his mom tweeted.
So, you know, Ernie, what I said was inappropriate. I would never punch an NBA player. I would never punch an NBA player. I meant what I said. I meant what I said. But I would never punch an NBA player. Draymond Green's a good player. I think he's a nice kid. I wish him nothing but the best. But what I said was inappropriate. And I got guys who are mentors to me. I wrote down here. They called me today and told me what I said was inappropriate. Derek Stafford, Jason Whitlock, and Mike Wilbon. They're my mentors and big brothers. What I said was wrong and inappropriate. I appreciate them reaching out to me. You know what? My personal opinion should never come across in a comment I make about a team or a player. It did last night. Draymond is a hell of a player. He's an irritant. He annoys me at times, but he's a hell of a player. But what I said was wrong, and I apologize.
So you're going to apologize to me as well?
Oh, no, you're an idiot. You say you're going to punch me all the time.
Like,
yeah, because you deserve it.
Oh, see.
And first of all, Draymond got a chance against me. You don't.
That's so good. Now, what a great apology. Now, I say it was great because of the way that it all went down. he really didn't apologize. Because he says, I'm sorry, I meant what I said, now, but I shouldn't have said it.
Nick could probably out me on this like he was going to out me on some of the stories I tell you guys off the air that I don't necessarily want on the air. But okay. I can tell you this. I can tell you this.
You mean like earlier?
Yeah.
When he said about...
Yeah.
Exactly. Bring it up again?
No. Okay, here's the other one. All right?
Stupid ass.
That was the same exact forced apology that he had to give when he called Tad Brown Toad Smith and he called Daryl Morey Daryl Analytics. And he said he had to apologize because they got their panties in a wad after he criticized the Rockets.
Yeah.
So you guys can put two and two together and feel the sincerity in what Charles said. Because if you listen closely,
he didn't apologize.
He did not apologize.
He said, what I said was wrong. And there's a difference between saying, I'm sorry, I don't really want to punch you in the face. What Charles Barkley said was, what I said was wrong. I shouldn't have said it. He's still an irritant. I still want to punch him in the face. I'm sorry, but I meant it. That's not an apology. That's just saying, you know what? I shouldn't come on here when I'm supposed to be analyzing the game and say I want to punch a player in the face. That doesn't mean I don't want to punch him, but I'm just saying I shouldn't do that.
I don't know. I have to go back because I really can't remember if he said I would punch him in the face or I want to, because I think that's a big difference.
He said I want to.
You can go back.
And then he said, I want to punch his ass in the face, which is...
But he kept saying, I want.
Which Greenberg...
Which doesn't mean he wants, like he will do it.
Now, Michelle Beadle got into with Jalen Rose on that new ESPN show, because Jalen was adamant that no media member should ever make it a physical confrontation situation and bring violence into it. And Michelle Beadle had a great point. Jalen wasn't having it, but she's right. Charles Barkley is the exception to all rules. He's not media. Because he's Charles Barkley. No one else is Charles Barkley. But if anybody else said that, they would be chastised for it and they would have to apologize. Just like when Charles said he was going to run for governor and everybody knew his indiscretions and everybody knew all the different things with the gambling and everything else, but they let it go. There's been so many times with so many instances when you know the Charles Barkley quotes, if anybody else says that, they're out of a job.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes Charles had to apologize. Sometimes he didn't, but everybody just said that's Charles being Charles. He's got that get out of jail free card that no one else has.
Because he's been that way his entire career.
Correct.
And people expect it. And it's why people love Charles Barkley. Yep. Because he will go on national TV and he will say, man, he's saying what everybody thinks. Charles has never had a filter. Charles has never shied away from controversy, but he's also never shied away from giving his opinion and how he feels about things. Like, he made it well known he didn't like the Rockets. He made it well known he didn't like Draymond Green. I get what he was saying by saying, you know, hey, look, I shouldn't. I just don't think you make that dude apologize if he's not sincere about it. At the end of the day, who did it hurt?
It's the corporate approach. And in one of the two situations, it's the little kid that feels picked on that runs to his parents and makes parents make it all better. It really doesn't make it all better. It just, for those that know, you can read right through the apology to know what really happened.
But to say that he's a media member and he shouldn't say that, I think I give him a pass for a different reason other than the fact that it's been Charles being Charles this entire time. The fact that he's a former player is why I would give him a pass, because he's been the Draymond Greens of the NBA. He's been him and he's played against him. And also, I think it's okay for him to say that.
On that same tone and point, we all know that if he was still playing, he means it.
He would have punched Draymond in the face.
Right. But Absolutely. Now he is old. He's got a replacement hip. He's got a replacement knee. He's got all these different things. He's not an NBA player in NBA shape. He's wise not to. He and Shaq could go back and forth all the time playing around. But right. No one's punching anybody.
No, they both. Their heart would implode in their chest. They're too old. What is this?
Hey, before we get to the call,
I thought
though,
that said, okay. I thought that said on Barry's comments. I was like, what the hell did I do
Barkley,
now?
Barkley.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you guys see the breaking news at Atlanta?
No.
Bring it.
Matt Ryan agrees to a 5-year extension with the Falcons that makes him the first $30 million per year quarterback with $100 million guaranteed.
He ain't going to be the last. Because that means up in Green Bay, the next one's coming.
Yeah. That he's probably just been sitting back waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they basically have kind of alluded to that, but at least they're talking.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to Patrick's call. He wants to talk about the Barkley comments. Patrick, welcome to the show. What's up?
Yeah, man, I have no problem with what Barkley said. I mean, in fact, to echo kind of what he's saying, the show that comes after yours, was it like Fred and AJ?
Yes.
Yeah, I kind of wish Barkley would punch them in the face, man. you know, we get it. You guys don't like good movies that have intelligence and, like, you know, artsy stuff to it. But you don't understand them, and we get it. You don't talk about sports because you're more interested in who you are as people. But please, 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 Charles Barkley, punch them in the face.
Who would you rather punch more, Fred or AJ?
Nick just broke.
Oh, man, I really wanted him to keep going.
Yeah, you might do. I'm kind of with Nick, actually.
I wanted to keep
right
going.
I'm with Nick.
Why'd he stop? Dude, tweet at us, at Patrick, the producer,
yeah,
Nick,
Patrick.
At Barry.
You guys clarification. Patrick.
Well, I
Patrick.
Would say you guys are dicks, but if that was a call to the blitz.
Oh my God.
AJ would be like,
ran with it.
AJ would be like, yeah, I want to punch them too. He totally would have. Yeah. Especially Joel. He would have sold
Patrick,
Joel.
Patrick, you hung up way too early.
Patrick, we had so many questions.
No question about it. Don't owe you mic us like that. Don't blazer out. Yeah, we don't want you fizzling out. You're shining bright, man. Call back.
So Charles is calling the guy's mom an ass who tweets. That's funny. That's not an apology. Sorry, not sorry. Classic Chuck.
But is the other thing?
That is funny because he leaves off with, I'm sorry to Draymond's mother. And Kenny was like, whoa, yo, what? He was like, no, she tweeted about
it. And she was, because she was in the middle of all of that on Twitter. But here's the thing, too. Isn't Charles Barkley the voice of whatever so many people want to say?
Yes, that's what I meant. That's why I don't have a problem with it. All Chuck did is say what everybody in the NBA that's not a Golden State Warriors fan is thinking. Everybody thinks that.
Hey, Patrick is back. Patrick is back.
You guys, it's the same thing. Like, if he said that about Pat Beverly, everybody in the NBA would agree with him, except wherever Pat Beverly
is
playing.
It's the line that I gave you guys all the time with Pat Beverly, which is there's 30-some other teams that hate his guts,
yes,
and there's one team that'll give him, and he would not get a Christmas card from, and there's one team in their fan base that would give him all the ones to make up for.
Yep, two very good points. Patrick, welcome to the program. Patrick, how you
doing,
sir?
What's going on, guys?
So who would you rather punch in the face, Fred or AJ?
That's like asking me which Jenner I hate the most.
Which what? Jenner?
Probably Fred.
Wow, really? That surprises me because AJ is more of an irritant.
Yeah,
I figured you would want to punch
irritant that picks on
everybody else, but gets sensitive when they pick on him. You just threw out extra adjectives that I didn't use.
You sure you didn't say
like
that?
The big arrogant adjective. Like, what?
Oh, I was concise and clear.
I think Fred because it's more obvious to punch AJ in the face, but I think Fred because he puts up with it, encourages it, and adds to it.
This is great,
Nick. Next question.
Yeah, so like, what is it in particular about Fred? Like, what is the most annoying thing
about each
Fred?
Guy?
Yes, in each guy.
Well, like, okay, so like, I drive for a living, so I'm constantly listening to you guys' programming. You know, early in the morning. And then, like, 10 minutes into their show before, I'm like, man, I just can't do this.
By the way, Patrick, we're the best, right, Patrick?
Oh, you know, absolutely. Okay. I actually saw Barry perform recently. He's funny as heck.
Thanks, dude.
On stage?
This is my favorite caller of all time. This is the best guy ever.
You saw Barry perform on stage?
Shut up.
The
thing that makes me want to hit him the most, it's just like, so many times I hear these movies that are great movies. They talk a lot about movies, right? And like, oh, I don't get it. I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense. Or nobody, why would anybody see it? And it's like, because maybe there are people out there who are intelligent and have actually a sense of taste. You know, like, not every movie can be a Jackie Chan fighting movie that just dumbs down the audience. And then, 5 minutes of sports and then back to who we are. Let's talk about ourselves and our lives and how cool we think we are. And it's like, I guess some people like you because you're still on air, but maybe it's one of those things where you're on air because people like to watch a train wreck. I don't get it.
Patrick. Oh, God. This
is
hilarious.
That was so worth it.
Patrick, you are honorary usual suspect. You can call back anytime.
You guys are so. God, today is going to be so brutal after this show.
Oh, I know. AJ's going to kill us, but it's all good.
Going to be
Nick,
brutal.
Can you call back? I'm like the mediator.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we got
what
we got,
is
we got
happening
two,
right
we got another
now?
Caller.
Next question.
No, don't go yet. I just want to read the call board. Says Grant wants to talk about can't stand AJ. What is this? Do you see what you've done, Nick? And
I
we're
just
past
asked
a
one
break.
Person. I didn't ask to see it.
White magic, by the way.
Yes. What is can't stand the Blitz? You guys, I don't know what.
Hey, this isn't 790.
No, and they're the number one show in this city. What is going on?
I think Barry's a little nervous right now.
I am, because those are my guys, too. They're my buds. Like, you guys are my friends. I wouldn't want to do this with John and Lance. I wouldn't want
to
do it with...
You do this to me every day.
Yeah, but it's different. You're here. You're here to defend yourself. Well, that's true.
See?
And like I said, he would have trolled us if that was a call.
And here's the ironic
thing. By the way, somebody did call the Blitz one time and was like, I was listening to the show. It's when you were out. They were like, I was listening to the show today that AJ was on with Barry, and it was the one time I could actually stand to listen to Barry. AJ makes everybody better. He's great at radio.
I did hear that.
And AJ goes, yeah, she's smart. But he didn't. He had an opportunity. That's why I say, I don't know, man. I can't.
Was her name Lisa?
I don't know. Why?
I think it was the one where he said her name was Lisa, and then AJ was like, yeah, I'm glad I got Joel's wife's approval.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so don't tell me he didn't.
713-780-3776. Just like the topic yesterday with Kanye West, you know the topic. The forum's all yours.
This is a
Grant,
wreck.
You will be first. White Magic, you will be second. And if my voice doesn't go, I may call in myself.
All right. Oh, God, this is getting out of hand. We'll be back right after this. This is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to the show, The Usual Suspects. Joel, Barry, and Nick with you until 4 p.m., at which point the number one show in the city takes over, The Blitz.
Oh, stop.
Fred and AJ. I'm just trying to soften the blow because this is about to get rough again.
We got two callers on the board.
We got two callers on the board plus a plethora of texts. But let me get to this. Somebody said, what's worse, what Charles said, or the fact that Whitlock is a mentor?
Yeah, that part I wanted to ask you about, Joel.
I'm going to tell you, do you know who the first name he said was?
No.
And I know they're friends and they're golfing buddies, and they even were when he played. But I understand Wilbon, and I forget who he said the other one was, a broadcast, a media person. The first one's Jason Whitlock, right?
Yeah.
The first one's Derek Stafford, the NBA official. That's weird.
Yeah.
And I know how good of friends they are, but I don't know.
Yo, bleep this caller. That dude can drive his car into a median on 45. Blitz is the truth. This guy is missionary only guy. I wouldn't want to punch AJ because I'm afraid he would punch me back. That was from Matt. That's pretty smart,
you
Matt.
Love all this.
Yo, Joel, you said AJ gets sensitive when people mess with him. Have you looked in the mirror with your salty ass?
Salty is when I have a take on something. Salty isn't me bitching about the internet.
This guy must be Kansas City Joe. Y'all are wrong. I love it, Mark Shell. No, you just not y'all. Not nope. You blame Nick on this.
Why
is
am I
all
taking the blame?
Nicholas.
Dude, we're a team. Back. We got to take the blame as a team.
So what Nick is saying is we can bash each other.
Yes. Yes, we can.
I'll take the blame. Let's get to Grant.
Hold on. What are the odds AJ wants to fight Nick in a cage match?
He does not, believe me.
Oh,
no, wow. not like that, because he'll kill me.
Kitty got claws.
No, he'll kill me. He doesn't. All right,
last text
like
before
that.
We get to Grant's call. It said, how to piss off Fred and AJ. Tell them they're wrong. Ask them to talk soccer or just, woo! That will make them mad. Although that was a stupid call yesterday. Asking about Liverpool. Nobody on this station other than Glenn Davis that would answer that.
I was going to say.
I tweeted to him. I was like, hey, guys, can you give us an update on the cricket semifinals? Yeah. I mean, it is 2018. You guys should know this. That's essentially what that was. All right, let's take these calls, Nick. You want to do this? Let's go to Grant first.
Welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, guys, but quick shout out. I just had my second baby yesterday.
Nice.
Congratulations, man.
We'll be listening to the show. I never really get to listen to this one because of work, but I'm off of work right now running some errands. But reason why I can't stand AJ is he would argue with – he contradicts himself so much. And just what Smith said the other day was when he was talking about how Jason Witten wasn't a Hall of Famer. I'm not a Cowboys fan by any stretch of the words, but the fact that he doesn't even think he has a chance or isn't a first ballot is absolutely ridiculous. And then he'll bring up other people, but I guarantee you Fred would have said Antonio Gates Hall of Fame. AJ would have found a way to argue about that too. He's just the biggest contrarian I've ever heard of in my entire life.
Appreciate the call, Grant.
I heard that discussion, though, and I thought to myself, because they bet $100 on it.
Who? Fred and AJ?
Because Fred was adamant that Witten's going to get in. AJ's argument was, I totally agree. I think he's a first balloter, probably. But the bottom line was, AJ's point was, from a touchdown perspective, like, Gates blows him out of the water. But when you just look at overall top four all-time in tight end stats, you got to give your tip of the cap.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think he gets in as well. And I think he deserves to get in. Uh-oh! The Astros' bats are alive.
Bases loaded, I think.
Bases loaded. Nobody no out. Outs.
And 3-2.
And is that Derek Fisher? Oh, it's the rally killer.
Oh, wild pitch. Pass tie ball. Game.
There you go.
There we go.
And the Astros are back. Welcome back.
He threw it right at him.
Welcome back on the bandwagon, Astros fans. All right, let's get to White Magic's call. Was
White Magic the one that was telling me that I was sucking off Harden?
Yes, okay, I believe it was.
That's not nice. White Magic.
Hey,
what's going on, guys? Listen, there's twice a day I turn off the station. At 11 o'clock when the guy with the little feet comes on, and then when the blitz comes on. And I've been listening since I literally have been listening since they were in the 12-2 slot. I hated them so much on the drive home, I joined the Army. So whenever AJ is, Nick, you ain't got to fight AJ. Whenever AJ wants to go toe-to-toe, he can go toe-to-toe with me. And I'll stand in his face and I'll tell him it. Fred, I can't stand because he's Canadian and Canadians are just Canadians. And I really don't like Raheel either. Dale's cool. John's cool. I don't know if it's Longhorns or what, but I can't stand them. All right, I'll hang up and listen.
No, what magic? The little feet guy's on another station.
The guy with the little feet.
He's on the other station.
White Magic just started roasting people.
I'm just waiting for Nick to go. Hey, White Magic, call back. We got more.
Oh, that was hilarious.
He said, I can't stand AJ so much I joined the Army.
I just like how our topics resonate with people and people remember stuff. He went to little feet guy.
That was the funniest thing I've ever heard. Oh, my God. And Patrick Randall's like, yo, what is going on? My phone is blowing up over here. I am not a blitz hater. Not yet. It wasn't Patrick Randall. Don't be hating on P. Randizzle on Twitter. No. My goodness, that was so funny. Oh, God, I don't even want to listen to the Blitz today. It is going to be...
It's going to be awesome.
We're going to get...
I might be in studio for it.
This is why I don't do roasts, because I don't like getting roasted. It's even... I can dish it out and I can
take
it.
You're a comedian.
Yeah, I can dish it out and I can take it, but I don't do roasts, because roasts or anything goes. And I'm telling you, Nick, you've opened up this Pandora's box.
Whatever.
It's anything goes
Blitz,
now.
713-780-3776.
Take us to break, Barry.
My boy Nick is wild. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, do your live read, and then
we'll
go to break.
Let's see how this goes.
Oh, yeah, this will be good.
Yeah. All right, I got the voice back.
You good?
Men.
Okay.
Some of you are suffering from ED. You've taken the pills, and you haven't seen the results. ED is an issue many men deal with, and my friends at Greater Texan Health are here to help. Greater Texan Health is going to meet you in person and put together a customized plan to help you end ED today. Come on, guys. You know it. There's pills, and maybe they've worked for you in the past, but at some point, for some reason, if it's not working, you know you're missing out, and you know now that there's a solution that can help you get back to a happier lifestyle. Right now, they're offering a free confidential exam and testing. I said free. That means you call them, you set up an appointment. The exam is free. The testing's free. You pay nothing out of your pocket. And even better than that, if their recommendations don't work, you receive a full refund. All you do is call them, set up an appointment, and get the process started. It's a free exam and testing. 713-554-4915. 713-554-4915. They are conveniently located over by NRG Stadium in the Medical Center on South Main. So you can get there everywhere from Pearland to the suburbs to right in the heart of downtown. It's an easy commute to get there. They're going to take care of you. And if you're interested in low T testing, they do that too. But unlike a lot of other places where they send out their samples for results that take up to a week or two to get you back what you need to know, they do it right there on site. It only takes 30 minutes. You can get that testing done. It's great people doing great things for you guys as you continue to try and make progress in your lives. Call them today, 713-554-4915. It's Greater Texan Health. You can check them out at greatertexanhealth.com as well. Greater Texan Health, once a Texan, always a Texan.
I'm breaking my real bed. I'm breaking my real bed.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to the show. I totally forgot
again.
It's
your world, big boy.
Oh, God. Usual Suspects? 30 minutes left in this big show?
Joel.
Days may be numbered.
Infinity Wars start.
Yeah. Oh, I fear we have opened up Pandora's box. Did I say we and I meant Nick? It's Usual Suspects with you until 4. Joel, Barry, and Nick. You can reach us 713-780-3776. You can call that number. You can text that number. You can reach us on Twitter at Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at the producer Nick. A lot of people commenting on what just happened. Here's a trend I'm seeing.
Okay.
A lot of people are wondering why nobody wants to punch Jong in the face.
Really?
Yeah.
White Magic wanted to call back with a Barkley apology.
Oh, he did? Well, let's get it.
I guess he assumed. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Because I kind of instructed
him. He was going to say, I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. I'm telling you, that is line of the year right now, though. That is so funny. I hate him so much, I joined the Army. Please make that a drop. Please save that. That was way too funny. All right, we got to move on, though. But yeah, it's now.
Come on, Nick. You had one more opportunity.
whoever Patrick is that started all that. First of all, yeah, y'all stop tweeting Patrick Randall. He's like dying over here on Twitter, a slow death.
Are they killing him?
Yeah, they're apparently everybody's texting him. But leave P. Randizzle alone. It wasn't him.
How do you know?
Because I know his voice. I've met him.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't him.
All right.
Also, by the way, I forgot to mention, if you want to get on the live stream, you can do so at ESPN975.com. You can see my ugly face. You can see Joel dressed like a kickball player, apparently, which they sent a picture of a kickball player. You look nothing like that. You don't have your socks pulled up to your knees.
Nice.
Okay.
Thanks. We do have to get the other thing.
We do. And you know what I want to talk about the most is this cheerleader story with the Redskins.
Yep.
Yeah. So you said, I didn't read the New York Times article, but let me give you the summary first for everybody listening that maybe isn't aware of what's going on. Apparently the Redskins cheerleader said they were asked to pose topless for some pictures that were never released at a resort while sponsors, specifically FedEx sponsors, looked on. While these pictures were being taken, then they were asked to escort said sponsors to dinner
and a
during a trip. And they said everybody that came forward did so anonymously because of their non-competes, but they said that there was no sex involved, but they felt basically pimped out. Now, you said you read the whole story. I'm interested to see what you can add to that we've read on, like, ESPN.
The other thing was that they said that this wasn't the only incident, and that in other incidents, they would do things like a radio contest where caller number whatever would get 5 Redskins cheerleaders to wash their car.
What?
And so that's when you start getting into the fact that this may be pretty bad. And the other thing is, I won't say all the why, but I mean, I know a lot about some of this stuff. And here's the thing. This whole thing was part of a calendar shoot, but they were not paid for it. And, yep. And forever and a day, cheerleaders are getting like $50 a game.
It's sad.
And so they go on this trip and they're not getting paid for it because I think the team probably felt like, oh, you're getting a free trip out of it. We're doing the calendar shoot. But then on top of that, they do the shoot that they say is for the calendar, which is never going to be used because they're either wearing body paint or they're topless. But you know, and sponsors are allowed to watch.
Which is creepy in and of itself.
Yes.
Just letting them watch a calendar shoot that's not topless is weird.
Yes. And so the article goes on to basically state there were 3 and 4 different instances where, unlike just a trip situation, it was more like the giveaway of have the cheerleaders wash your car in skimpy clothes kind of thing. And they said that when Dan Snyder took over the team and a lot of what they saw happening, it was more basically trying to convert pole dancers than getting people. Because, I mean, look, these women take this seriously. They have dance backgrounds. They believe that is part of why they should be chosen. Yes.
Now, is it bad that I'm pretty sure 95% of the men that read this article were looking for pictures?
No.
I'm not going to lie. I was like, well, I wonder if they have any pictures of the Redskins cheerleaders.
And here's the thing. There's two like other
that was
instances.
Most people. The oh, just Saints. Me. Now you guys leave me out on the island. I'm the only guy that thought that.
I think the pitchers is a part of it, but
hungry
I think
for
they could
a breakfast,
have won.
Jack Berry?
Yeah.
Here's what's messed up. Now, tell me if you can see the problem with this, but the Redskins released a statement.
Oh, it's bad.
And this was their statement to the Times. The Redskins cheerleader program is one of the NFL's premier teams in participation, professionalism, and community service. Each Redskin cheerleader is contractually protected to ensure a safe and constructive environment. The work our cheerleaders do in our community, visiting our troops abroad, and supporting our team in the field is something the Redskins organization and our fans take great pride in.
So for every community appearance, there's another one where they got to take suite holders and sponsors and watch them topple.
That statement said nothing.
Nothing.
It was almost their mission statement.
Yep, awful.
And that's it.
Yep, awful.
It didn't come out and say this didn't happen. It didn't come out and deny anything.
No specifics.
It didn't come out and say we're appalled to find this out and we're going to get to the bottom of it and get this corrected and everyone responsible will be fired. All they said is we like our cheerleaders and so does our community.
Here's the other thing.
What is that?
This is piggybacking on two other separate instances. One with the Saints ex-cheerleader, one with the Buffalo Bills ex-cheerleader,
yep,
that are stating a lot of other things, including some carryover to what one of the Redskins cheerleaders said too, which was if they were God-fearing, big-time religious people, that they were pressured because they said that was uncomfortable for the other girls. Don't talk about it in front of the other girls. They also had stipulations in their contracts that state if you're in a restaurant, you're already seated and you're eating, and a player walks in, you have to get up and leave immediately, regardless if you were there first or not.
Yeah.
You have to, and I know that there are clauses and contracts in almost every professional team's deal now with cheerleaders where they have no fraternization with any players at any time because they've been worried about the fact that this is a lot of things have happened because, you know, the players see them every day and they're like, hey, and you know, these things happen.
I feel bad because the thing you touched on is the thing that I think bothers me the most about this. And the fact that they're being asked to do these things is obviously abhorrent and it shouldn't be done. But they don't make any money as it is.
No.
Like this is, they look at this as a stepping stone for their careers, for whatever it is that they want to be. And I'm sure that they get a ton of publicity. But the fact of the matter is, like you said, they get $50 a game at best.
And before this became an issue, because this was about, you know, 10 years ago or so that it came up that these girls were greatly underpaid. And I say girls, women were greatly underpaid. They weren't even getting paid for practices. And their practices were 3 hours a night, several
That's
nights
insane.
A week. So you think about what the women are giving up in terms of their time and all the energy it takes, and then the games themselves, and they were only making $50 a game, and if they did an appearance, they would get maybe an extra stipend.
Wait, they got paid for appearances? What's up with that?
Are you implying something?
What? I don't know, but this is the last time I do a topless shoot for a gal.
I was thinking that.
I am not doing another one of those, I'll tell you that.
And I think the world is a better place for that.
Yeah, that was... Wait till the calendar comes out. I better get a cut.
It was really
saying.
Random, but yesterday at the Toyota Tundra parking, I'm just parked my car, and yep, then some girl just had a bra on, and she's putting her shirt on. It was so random.
She's just getting dressed
in the
parking lot?
She got out of the
lot?
Car with nothing but a bra.
Was honestly. It a media member?
No, it was far. She was like 10 cars away.
That's the first question you're going to ask?
And you were hiding behind the right quarter panel so she couldn't see
for
you
like
spying
five
on
seconds,
her?
But then I ran to the elevator.
With your camera out?
Yeah.
Your phone out?
No, I did not.
She's actually with the dude you're gonna ask.
What's up, guys? This chick over here. He's like the crocodile hunter. He's the booby hunter. There. Oh, crikey. Look at her. Yeah.
What are you, creepy. Joel English?
It was super random.
Now, that's the first question you're going to ask him?
What?
You would say to us, I know the question you guys both want to know.
Was she hot?
Yeah, well, yeah, she was.
Yeah. I don't
from
think
far
he
away she was.
I mean, look, if it was.
How far away were you?
Like 10 to 15 cars.
If it was
away.
The lady that runs the elevator, he's not going to come out and say that.
You never know.
No, he wouldn't.
I texted the AJ, the picture of the call board. I said, why do they hate you so much? Ha 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 ha. And he goes, dads didn't hug them.
Oh, nice. Shots fired. Somebody texted and said, I'd like to punch both of them in the face. Fred and AJ.
All right, that's enough.
Because they spoiled Infinity War for me. Oh. I felt like I needed a lawyer, LOL. All right, yeah. We've got more text we'll get to, and we'll wrap up the show right after this. It's The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to The Usual Suspects. I would give you the number to call, but this is the last segment, so you're probably not going to get in, let's be real. But you can still tweet us. You can do so after the show all night long. Nick stays up reading all your tweets and responding. It's at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Get it, man. Get it. That's the tug of war. I like that dance.
My kickball stance.
At Pac-Man Joel with a K. At the producer, Nick. At Barry is funny. That's how you can reach us on Twitter. I've already closed the stream because I was tired of looking at our stupid faces.
Have you been having stream problems again?
No. Oh, I don't need a I don't need a shot.
Just check.
The Astros are winning 5-3. Correa's gone deep. Davinsky comes in and shuts down the heart of the order, you said. Yep. I didn't see who was that.
Right,
I saw him
through,
get Didi Gregorius.
He went through Gregorius. He went through Stanton, yep. Struck him out. I mean, and he gave you the Davinsky strut off the mound.
Now it's 5-3, and what do you think the chances are he pitches the ninth?
I was just going to say.
Because he can go two innings. Anybody else in that bullpen you trust more than Davinsky right now?
No.
So you probably run him back out there for the ninth inning to try to get this save.
And A.J. Hinch.
Yes.
If you didn't catch heat before.
Oh,
if
goodness.
You want to catch it, go ahead and put the face puncher in there.
Only other guy you could probably run out there right now would be like Colin McHugh.
Or maybe Will Harris.
Yeah, that's probably right. Yeah. But isn't it funny? This is the point I wanted to make. And, you, Mike, we see you. We're going to get to your call, I promise you. But isn't it funny the difference a game makes? So everybody's panicking. Everybody's freaking
half
out.
A game.
We talk about the fact that they're not scoring runs and what's wrong with this offense. It's 5-3. If they win this game, they split with the Yankees, who came in the hottest team in baseball. Should you split at home? Probably not. But in a four-game series, you won 2 of 4 from the best team in baseball that's been playing that way, at least.
With your offense.
Struggling.
Admittedly struggling. Right?
Hashtag yeah. Repeating.
So
no, you stop that.
So I mean,
I just think that's so funny that you can be down 2-1 in a series, you win the fourth game, and then everybody's like,
don't even say what a difference a game makes. What a difference 2 innings makes. Because two innings ago, we were talking about how anemic this offense is.
Yeah.
What's going on with everything going on? Now all of a sudden, everybody's giddy and on Twitter and everything going about, hey, look at this.
They're back.
Look, Davinsky did his job, but it goes back to what I said about everybody's got to do their job. You still got plenty of guys that aren't doing their job.
Yeah. All right, let's get to OU Mike's call. He wants to talk about what Nick saw in the parking lot. OU Mike, what's up?
I can't get this visual out of my head. It's Nick's hand and cell phone coming up from behind a car like a periscope. just videoing this girl. And is this about the time the Astros need to send Sip in?
No, you shut your mouth. What are you doing? Just, and I'm out. Yeah, which I know you only had the one hand free. So were you able to
record? I didn't record. I promise.
I just gave it
a gander.
So you that just tells us
and
you
then I gave
using
it a second
phone.
Gander because I was in shock. So I had to give it at least two looks.
And so you did the double take.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did.
So you gave
and then
the
when
goose
I was close to the
gander?
Elevator, I twisted around and gave it a third.
You did? Right before you got on with the doors
because
closing?
She couldn't tell if I was looking for me.
You kind of did you craned the neck out a little bit for the third look?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You didn't speed walk when you found out she was heading towards the media entrance to ask if she's ever two-stepped?
I didn't do that. I should have.
What you should have done was meander a bit. If you were smart, you would have went back to the car. Oh, I
can't
left
find
something.
My pass. No, that's just is it in the trunk?
And then just
that's super
kind
creep
of
mode.
Super creep mode.
You peeped her three times on
no,
the way.
It was honestly twice. The third was BS. I looked once and I was like, what the hell is going on? I looked back
we
a second time.
We have it on tape. You did it three times.
Do you still have access to the cameras in the Tundra garage?
I bet you could get it if you really, really wanted.
Oh, I bet I could.
You should. It was 4:30 yesterday.
That would be so great. Just see Nick all perved out.
Let me call Toad.
I shouldn't have wore sweatpants.
Give him a holler.
Boy, everybody knows now.
Yeah, let me call Toad.
Toad.
I can make some things happen.
Oh, what was the other one? Daryl
Toad Smith. I forget what he called him, but he didn't get Daryl's name right, and then he was all
moron,
about his analytics.
Like Daryl Moron?
I think that was right.
That sounds like something Barker would say.
I think that was right.
Crom2s on Twitter said, what's up with Joel's voice? It sounds like he's been downing some gas station hot dogs. Get well soon,
Esme
bro.
Told me it sounds sexy. I'm like, I don't think it does on the air.
I'd hit it. I'll tell you that.
Here we go. And thankfully, I have the security of the live stream.
I don't want to be like the Blitz, but I think I did okay in your steed. I do. It's a
self-confidence is the first step.
It's a different animal, though. I forgot I was bringing us back sometimes.
I didn't.
No.
I kept looking at you like, so at any time now.
You going to say anything, idiot? It's all right, though. So, tonight's games, Cavs, game two.
Yeah, both Eastern Conference games. Yeah. I would wish they would space it out a little bit, but I also understand that, look, let's not be dumb about this. They're trying to get ratings, so they're going to get the Warriors at as many weekend games and Friday night games as possible to try and get everybody as many eyeballs.
And the Cavs, Raptors-Cavs is the early game.
I like that.
That's 5 p.m., and then Celtics-Sixers at 7:30.
5 Central?
Yeah.
God, that's early.
Yeah, I'm barely going to be getting... Well, actually, I'm not. I'm going to get my hair cut. So I'm not even going to be home for the start of the game.
That's a 6 o'clock game in Toronto. That's early there, too. And they've got great home crowds, Nick.
Yep.
That'll be interesting if we, the North, can get there early.
So what's going to happen? Cleveland up 1-0 in that. Toronto going to get one at home?
I'll tell you what. It's really interesting because here's the thing. The series is either over because they're shell-shocked after what happened at home, or they're going to come out fighting mad and they're going to just absolutely blitz.
Because that game, the Cavs... just hung around. They weren't ever dominant that game.
They didn't take a lead. Just hung around. I don't think they took the lead till the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And so when you look at that, you know, that's the classic case and scenario that we've talked about in sports, where if you leave the door open long enough, eventually somebody's walking in. Well, they left them hang around just long enough, and then they went and they got them in overtime. But Toronto's the kind of team, and I told you that's why I kept saying they're so different regular season to playoffs in the way they can't execute and the way they don't run any plays.
Yeah.
This is a team that's been shell-shocked by the Cavs for years, and it's going to be like, well, they may just fold up. A lot of people think they're going to fold up their tents and go home. I think they're better than that thanks to their bench.
I do, too. And I think that they have good leadership on that team. Although they're a bit quieter, I think that they'll be all right. This just dropped 14 minutes ago. NBA warns Drake over bad language.
I was just going to say, after the Kendrick other thing Perkins that I really want to watch is I want to watch what happens between Kendrick Perkins and Drake tonight.
Now, one thing we didn't talk about on this, about this game, but...
Which game? Astros?
No. The Cavs-Raptors game was the elbow, the Kevin Love elbow. He probably should have got a flagrant for that. And I think that the game starts to shape up differently if that was considered a flagrant.
I'm going to disagree with you. And we're running out of time.
I know.
I disagree with you because of the fact that he was fouled three times before he
traveled.
But
that was a blatant elbow.
No doubt. Before he traveled and before he threw the elbow. So even if you did call that a flagrant, if you're actually trying to make everything right, you call the foul first, which is a two-shot foul, then you give them one shot for the flagrant and the ball.
Yeah.
And then it would be basically... Well, I think
you're basically letting him play until he brings his elbow above his shoulder and starts swinging.
I'll be honest with you. When I saw it I thought someone was taking a dive and faking it.
No.
And when I saw the replay, woo, baby, did he hit DeRozan.
Yeah, he got him. What did I just miss on the Astros game? Did somebody go yard?
No, the deep fly ball that the Yankees caught.
Okay, good deal. All right, well, that's it. That is our show for the day. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for calling. Thank you for stirring the pot and getting us in trouble.
Coming up next is the Blitz.
Nick's salty
Nick just,
today, man.
I'm telling you, we are feisty. Puss is getting it
Rockets
in today.
Rockets better win.
You see that? You are. Swear. You
hey,
are.
Thanks for being
salty.
Tom Savage today.
Wow, really? really?
And
no,
I'm the salty.
No problem, Brock Osweiler. No problem. All right, that is our show. We
Let's
appreciate
hope
it.
Sean is back.
Up next, it's the Blitz. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
ESPN 97.5.